Proclamation number 3603 of 15th of November, 1945. Satan knows he doesn't have long time. Devil in the end time. The gates of hell open wider as the end draws nearer. All the forces of darkness unfold and assail people, and the prince of the underworld has great power. He sees himself at the end of his time and still seeks to exploit it in every way. And people in their weakness of will do not stop him, but they are willing servants whom he determines to act contrary to God in order to separate them from God forever. The prince of the underworld knows that he does not have much time left. His power will be irrevocably broken when the end of this earth has come. And by the raging of Satan it can be seen that the end is no longer far away. The most cruel events are becoming more frequent. Deeds are being carried out which no one previously thought possible. People will shy away from nothing and they themselves no longer recognize the depths therein, the depths they have been drawn into by a power which is outside of all divine order, which is completely devoid of love and which also stifles every spark of love in people's hearts, which spills every little flame which still glows in secret. It is a time of boundless hatred and the most blatant lack of love. People no longer live like brothers amongst each other, but they're hostile to each other in every way, and only a few stick together and do not allow themselves to be spiritually raped, i.e., they defend themselves against Satan's assaults and take refuge in God, asking him for help against the enemy of their souls. And love is not yet suffocated in them, and their actions correspond to God's commandments, and therefore they will be particularly harassed by the enemy of their souls in the last days, namely by their fellow human beings who carry out the will of the one who wants to corrupt them. Hell has opened its gates. Countless devils pass through and come close to earth, spreading their poisonous breath on it and using it according to their Lord's will. And they are willingly accepted. People themselves give them room to maneuver. They not only tolerate them in their vicinity, but they voluntarily tread off the ground for them in which they can spread evil seed and completely poison it. They open their hearts and do not resist those who seek to corrupt them. And if a servant of the Lord comes to warn people against those forces of the underworld, to admonish them to close the doors and only allow the God of love to enter, they will be turned away from the door unheeded, their words will be disregarded and the prince of the underworld will be victorious. And this alone through the will of the people, who are free and can determine over themselves. And the end draws ever nearer. God's language will still be heard urgently before, but will also only receive little attention because people are already too much under the spell of him who seeks to draw them down into the kingdom of darkness. And the light which at the same time shines brightly from above down to earth will not be heeded. And therefore there is no longer any stopping. The redemption period will come to an end in order to be replaced by a new era. Satan will be bound and deprived of all strength and with him all spiritual beings which are in bondage to him, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.